Welcome to 1313 Hellbore the Deadcast, where even my own shadow scares me. I'm Deadman, and I'm here with Dread Fino to talk about the Hong Kong Disneyland Halloween mazes, and she's laughing at me this entire time. That's
your
natural
laugh.
Are you
ready to get scared?
Are you ready for things to get spooky? You are very appropriately dressed in classic Universal Monsters. I much love it.
I'm wearing my pajamas. I dressed up just for this occasion.
I was wearing my work clothes. I came home, changed into pajamas for you. These are the pajamas one time I stood up when I was talking to someone on Zoom and they thought I wasn't wearing pants. Oh, yeah, you were there.
Yeah. Hey, it was me.
It was when I was doing the Patreon chat. Oh, and you were there. And I came back and everyone was just laughing. Like, we thought you weren't wearing pants.
I thought we saw a lot of your butt. And your front butt.
You're like, she's so smooth. Because these are like a very light pink pajama. And I'm
she's
very
like
light
a Barbie
pink
doll.
I am. Only more pale. So I'm here with Dame Fino, and I'm Jasmine, not Deadman. Hi, Mom. And I want to say a big thank you to FastPass Facts for introducing me to these mazes. I did not know they existed until they made a video last year, and I want to talk about them. And I thought, who better to talk about this with than the Queen of Halloween, Dame Fino?
Than the scariest person you know.
Top three. She's just spooky. You go to her house and she's just like, welcome. And then she comes from her coffin.
You rang.
And then she's like, costume change.
I was going to try to do my Beetlejuice, but I think I forgot how to do it. I
know. Do you want me to do my Beetlejuice?
I literally am just, I'm like Ariel holding my throat. Like, it won't come out.
My Beetlejuice is a crime against humanity.
Your Beetlejuice like is something
and Beetlejuice. Wait, that was too much like Carmen. Hey, Beetlejuice. I'm Beetlejuice. Yep, see, it doesn't get any better.
Hey, everybody, I'm Beetlejuice.
No, I can't do it either. I lost it.
That's much. After mine, anything sounds great.
I used to be so good. I was a premium first class world star.
You were Beetlejuice.
2020 has taken a lot of things from me, including quite possibly my award-winning Beetlejuice.
I mean, just look it up. Type in Dame Fino, award-winning Beetlejuice voice.
I gave myself the award. You're already veering.
I know, so bad.
Quite
it's crazy times. So back to Hong Kong Disney mazes. Woo!
My cheeks hurt already.
Yeah. Good. So in Hong Kong, they have spooky mazes, kind of like Universal Studios or Not Scary Farm. They're not quite to the level of intensity, but they have jump scares. There's gore. Like, they're much more intense than anything you'd see at any Disney park. For example, there's one maze where literally you're walking through the Queen's Garden and the guards jump out at you. So these are very scary. You can find some videos on them. They're kind of hard to find. But we will be talking about them in detail. So join us, won't you?
Will
in 2006.
You? Will you?
In 2006, that was the first Halloween event that Hong Kong Disney held. But their audience wanted more thrills. They were like, the people of Hong Kong were like, more thrills, more thrills. And they're like, you got it, dude.
More chills.
more chills. I want to see a pumpkin skeleton with a cool Fonzie jacket. The first scary maze happened the next year in 2007, and it was called the Main Street Haunted Hotel. And that one was based off of the original plans for the Haunted Mansion. So it was like the walkthrough Haunted Mansion attraction that never was. For Hong Kong Disney, general Halloween decor is much spookier, and it features scary scarecrows, that's like a double, and sinister pumpkin heads. So their Halloween overall is much spookier, much moodier. I mean, I don't think it's happening this year, but in past years, it's been much spookier, much moodier.
I think enough scary things are happening this year.
Yes. So. Just you go step outside your door and you're like, oh. But let us talk of past mazes. Some of these are like very disturbing. And you think like sometimes when things are in Disney lore, it's like, oh, this isn't really that bad. People just kind of talk it up. No, these I think were really that scary and freaky. So the first maze is the Main Street Haunted Hotel. It ran from 2007 to 2011 and was located on Main Street like the original Haunted Mansion was supposed to be. And as I said, it takes inspiration from the original walkthrough version of the Haunted Mansion. And you explore a creepy Victorian hotel haunted by Victoria Maxwell. So would you like to hear a description of this maze?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
What if you're like, no, and you just left?
I'm like, I did watch the videos, but yes, for the sake of the podcast.
Entering the hotel, guests walk down a narrow passageway and you see two changing portraits. Passing by the front desk, guests are scared by a concierge and a head in a potted plant, just a casual head in a potted plant. Out from behind a portrait, a corpse lunges towards the guest. A bookcase opens to reveal a secret passageway. A cast member in the room then points up to reveal a man being hung from the ceiling. Ooh! Guests enter a long hallway, and at the end of which is a wardrobe with an apparition of Victoria Maxwell, cue Dame Fino, entering a bedroom.
She says, "My clothes! Look at all my clothes!
Look at my clothes! I need more room." A bed opens up like a trapdoor, and a corpse pops out. That's me. Hey guys. Moving on to the bathroom, a corpse in a tub comes alive and lunges at passing guests.
All of the shiny,
ew.
Pretty spooky.
Oh, yes. Ooh, that lady. That I should be that lady. Finally, guests come to
us looking for costume ideas. Yes. Ooh, I could be that lady.
Ooh, like, ooh this. Finally,
oh,
guests come.
A plant? Let me be you.
I can make that work. Finally, guests come to a secret laboratory. There's a man inside a cage running a metal pipe against the bars. The cage glows and the man is electrocuted. The end.
Yeah, a little short on story, perhaps. A little bit of a Snow White Scary Adventures-esque ending.
Yes.
Ta-da!
Lightning!
Lightning a yell. And then outside you go.
The man... or woman in the bathtub. I don't know if they specified. Are they in water the whole day? I couldn't find pictures of it. And I was so curious, like, are they just literally like
just the
soaking in a tub?
Fingers.
Yes. They're stepping out like, I'm so over this. there's a lot of lunging. There's a lot of corpses. It does sound a lot like that Haunted Mansion because they were originally supposed to have, I think, a bride character. And there was someone in the bathtub, that gag was taken, and then obviously the man hanging from the ceiling, that's something they still have. I don't think the original Haunted Mansion would have been quite this intense, but...
I mean, it's hard to know from the ideas, you know, sometimes how effective a scare is. But I will say that for someone who loves spooky things as much as I do now, the hanging man in the elevator in our Disneyland Haunted Mansion scared me... really, really immensely as a child. I did not go back. I didn't go on the Haunted Mansion for years until I was like a teenager again when I was an annual pass holder. But it is very funny because I didn't really realize he was hanging himself, I think, for a while. I think I thought he was on a swing or something. But the implication to my child brain still knew, like, no, something's bad and I don't like it. So, I mean, for as much as we say, like, Disneyland seems to be afraid of doing actual dark scares, I will admit that is something I think we overlook quite often, that there really is a man hanging himself kind of once you get started. So, but, you know.
They do not bury the lead in that ride. They're like, and look, death.
Yeah, you would. I mean, I would probably say that's the most scary, perhaps.
in the Paris one, though, it's even scarier because it's the Phantom tricks him and hangs him. Mm. So it like looks like he kills himself, but he was killed by the Phantom. Ooh,
those Phantoms.
That is true. Like, you never think about that man hanging himself. Like, such. It's so dark.
It really is. Like, it truly
is. It's like, yes. Like, you're like, oh, cute pet cemetery. Like, oh, spooky happy ghost. But, you know.
Ooh, the ghost might follow you home. But, like, for me as a child, that ride was just, like, quietly sitting there trying not to think about, like, oh, what happened to that man?
Like, what's his story? Excuse me, sir.
Is he just swinging up there? Why is he laughing like that? Something doesn't feel good.
I hate it when you're on that ride, too, and everyone starts screaming. That scares me. I'm like, aren't you clever? Aren't you clever?
The reciting, you're saying the lines. Get it. I've been on this ride before, too.
I know it well. Aren't I cool and spooky? Sorry to anybody who does that.
But also not really.
Also, please just...
I mean, have fun, but also, like, be respectful.
To quote the Japanese, say it in your heart.
Scream it. Scream.
Scream it in your heart. Scream it as loud as you want in your heart.
Just for you. It's like a secret.
A secret for you and you alone. I wish I'd seen a video of this maze just because I'm like, was it really this weird and spooky? Or was it just like, oh, there's a corpse, but like he didn't really do much. But I guess he did lunge at you in a tub.
Yeah, I don't know.
I also like the addition of the laboratory at the end. Just like, and there's a spooky lab. That's a common theme. There's a lot of mazes that have labs in them in Hong Kong Disney.
You know, I think for some people, science is very scary.
Yeah, some people, science is terrifying. And I'm just like, I embrace you, science.
And I'm going to leave that exactly like that. Is that what I said?
Oh, she said it.
That's just a man doing some work, as far as I'm concerned.
That's just a man at his job.
He's probably trying to help us.
Yeah. He's like, I've discovered a cure, and then he gets electrocuted.
Like, they say scary scientists. I'm like, how so?
Yes.
Because he hasn't gotten a lot of sleep because he's busy working on science.
Yes.
His eyes are red because he's tired. He has allergies.
Shall we move on to Demon Jungle? Okay. Ran from...
I was like, what's a spooky?
Oh, yeah.
Murder.
Oh, yeah.
So Demon Jungle ran from 2008 to 2010 and was located in Adventureland. It seems to be that most of the time they only had one, maybe two mazes. They never had more than two. It wasn't like Universal where there's 10 or however many they have. So it's very interesting. So this one had a little crossover with Main Street Haunted Hotel. So this is the description. As darkness rises, so do the nocturnal mythical creatures and ghoulish souls exiled for eternity and trapped for centuries in Adventureland. Black magic and ancient incantations have released the unearthly beings to once again prowl amongst the living and instill fear in anyone who dares trespass on their territory. Explore cautiously, as it's inevitable that you will come face to face with many new jungle inhabitants as they lie in wait around every cursed corner. That's not really a description. I feel like I learned nothing from that.
I already am, I'm like, what kind of things are we talking about here, Adventureland?
Yes. Well, I thought, like, is this going into, like, vaguely... going into perhaps xenophobic or racist territory? I don't know. But what I saw, so the clip I did, I saw like a 30-second clip. It looked like Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So you were just in a temple walking towards fire.
So a little maybe, but
a little maybe. Yeah.
Look, I like Harrison Ford. Indiana Jones is a good, but it's good.
Yes. It's, you know, I don't know. We have no proof. It just gives me those vibes. I know they also did a ride. They turned Jungle Cruise in Hong Kong Disney into, like, I forget what it's called. Like, it was like the curse of the something something. And they basically made this thing that you're hunting for a stone. And anyone who's in possession of the stone gets killed by like plants that overgrow. And you see, like, projections of this man, like, getting killed by a bunch of, like, branches, like Evil Dead style.
Hey, I guess I'll take branches and whatnot over whatever else I feel might be implied here.
Well, I mean, that ride, Jungle Cruise, is already so problematic.
Yeah. It's really one of those rides where, like, there's no denying it. Like, you can't act like you don't know. But I feel like it, maybe we're just conditioned to be accepting of it, especially like, you know, me, like I'm into vintage stuff and like there's a certain amount of like, oh, this is the original park stuff or older park things. And like there's tradition. But you really, especially over the last year or so, like all this time in the house to sit around and like pick things apart. It's like, yeah, that's the worst. It has to actually not be like this.
Yes. There are so many parts of Jungle Cruise, not to like get off on this tangent, but I'm going to, that I'm always shocked. Like,
well, it's scary. So it fits in this episode.
It's true. Yeah. It's very scary. Like, I'm always shocked how many people kind of give it a pass. And is it because it's old? Is it because it's Disney? Is it like, oh yeah, it bothers me. Is it like how some people are with Woody Allen? Like,
well, you know, realistically, like as an adult, when I think about things that I like, it's like the show The Good Place. You know, they say even if something is kind of good, down the line there might be things that are not good that went into it. And it kind of feels like one of those things where if you really like cherry pick every single thing in the world, there might be negatives to anything like down the line. But at least when it's something like that, when it's so blatant, it feels like, I mean, you all had it, like watch a YouTube video if you're really so precious about it. But like as a society, can't we agree we like don't really need this like this anymore?
I just think there's very simple changes. And I think when the Jungle Cruise movie comes out that they're planning on updating the ride. Like they already have that rock animatronic ready to go. So hopefully that's when they'll make some changes. Yeah, this back to the maze, though.
You said the rock animatronic, and I just thought, does that mean there's going to be a rock in Disneyland and in Universal?
Yes.
He's taking over.
Ooh, he's going for the most theme park rides.
go, Mr. Rock.
Yeah. Mr. Dwayne. yeah, it's Demon Jungle. It just looked like you were in some sort of maze. I don't know if there was jump scares. All I know is it looked like Indiana Jones. That's the only thing I know for sure. And it was very dark. And there was artifacts along the walls, I believe, that belonged in a museum. And then a man was like, these belong in a museum. Don't worry. As we go the on, end. The mazes have more description. Not the next one, but later they get a little better. And I was so surprised doing research for this. These are all within the last like 10, 15 years. I'm shocked how little information there is on these.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, is it because a lot of these articles, like to even search for them, you have to know Cantonese and Cantonese characters. No. But like you'd think some of that would translate. But I don't know. It was just very – there's not a lot of information out there. Hmm. There's like a few pages and that's it with little paragraphs. Revenge of the Headless Horseman is
this
the next
is
maze.
My jam.
Yes.
I mean, I assume, but the Headless Horseman is one of my favorite old school Disney properties.
He does make an appearance, but they kind of, I don't know if Barry the lead's the correct term. He's not, it's not about him.
Yeah. They kind of used his name to get you to the party.
And like he's there, he's at the party, but like
to
the
be fair,
about
this,
something else.
The movie kind of does the same.
That's true. Yeah, they don't want to call it Ichabod. Look at this nerdy guy.
I don't like him. I told you I rewatched that over this Halloween season, and I'm like, he's actually horrible.
He is. And that girl looks like they just took Cinderella, and they're like, put her in pink.
Oh, I love Katrina. I mean, I don't know why, because she doesn't have much of a personality. She's just there to be the prize. But
yep, she's there to be hot.
Yeah, go her, though. She's great.
She does a great job at
She's very cute.
So the Revenge of the Headless Horseman ran from 2011 to 2014. So here's the description. A member of the Adventurers Club claims to have found the head of the fabled Headless Horseman and is presenting it in a sideshow exhibit, provoking the Headless Horseman's wrath. And then it's a circus show where you see a bunch of people who are in the circus. I don't know what the term is now for people when they exploit their disabilities.
American Horror Story Freak Show.
Yes. American Horror Story Season 4, where they are exploiting people with disabilities. And then at one point, the Headless Horseman smashes Madame Leota's crystal ball. I know that happens at one point. I don't know if he throws it, if he steps on it, if he's like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Madam, but I think she...
Get out of here.
She's a part of the sideshow. I don't get the connection with the sideshow, but I guess they needed a means of telling the story, and that's what they went with.
It's funny. Like, I love Headless Horseman. Like I say, if there is something I could choose from, like, Disney's catalog to put in the parks, like, seasonally or permanently, I would love it to be Sleepy Hollow related. But, like, to see that that was what it was, it's like, is it almost at all? I feel like it's not.
I think they would have been better if they just straight up did the story of the Headless Horseman. And you're like Ichabod.
Or you're yeah, like, I do think it would be really cool to see, like, a old-fashioned Disney dark ride style where you're taking, you're in the role of the lead character, and you're being, I guess, stalked by.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, me? Just oh, me? Oh. A simple lady being stalked by the Headless Horseman? Oh.
Don't hurt me. Oops, I fell. What have I done? Oh, no. My bodice. I'm here to see the Headless Horseman. Headless Horseman, hello.
Yoo-hoo!
With a little handkerchief.
It's Woo! Me, just walking through the woods. Picking up pumpkins.
All alone. Wouldn't it be so cool if at the end you go outside and there's like a guy on the horse and he's like chasing after you? You would love that. That would be like, and I never saw her again.
Yeah.
But she was happy.
You'd be like, she lived a good life.
Anyways, after that.
after everyone has clicked out of this podcast.
Like, they love the Headless Horseman. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be a great ride if he, like, chased after you on a horse?
My rambling tweet that day. Ichabod Crane just wanted to marry this woman for her status, her money, and because he knew she was coveted. He literally knew someone else was interested in her, and he got what he deserved because the Headless Horseman is tall, he is dark and handsome, maybe, and he's
better.
It's all I'm saying. So stand the Headless Horseman, Headless Horseman for president, 2024.
That is a sexy pumpkin head.
There's something about him. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's evil. He owns a horse.
He probably likes Halloween as well.
He's good at throwing things.
Athleticism. Tall.
He is literally tall, dark, and handsome.
I'm just saying. Think about it. Watch that cartoon again and tell me I'm wrong.
So the next maze, which doesn't have the Headless Horseman, is called Graves Academy. It lasted from 2012 to 2014. And this one is about a school with a very scary principal. So Principal Graves at Graves Academy is recruiting students and turning them into evil creatures. Horrors include students with their mouths sewn shut, other atrocities. Oh, and then outside there's a statue of Principal Graves, and he has glowing eyes, and he would come to life every few minutes. This maze was cool because they actually built, like, a house, like a facade, and they built a little garden. And in the garden is a gentleman, like, in a scholarly type outfit. And his eyes turn red, and he, like, his head kind of moves a little bit. It's also weird, like, that the school is named after him. He named his school.
Hi, welcome to my school. I'm your principal. I'm your teacher. I'm your mascot.
But, yeah, you go into a room, and this girl turns around, and her mouth is sewn shut, and she has silence written on the wall.
Yeah.
It's spooky. It's spooky.
It reminded me a lot of something that you would have seen at, like, Knott's Scary Farm, like, in 2006 to 10 kind of era. I do feel like they used to always have, like, an asylum-y, like, ooh, bad students. Or, like, you're in school, but it's bad.
I know that they had a lab. There was a lab with science happening.
Science is scary, yes.
It is very scary. And, you know, things with students and kids, always scary.
Kids are scary.
Kids are terrifying. No offense to children. You're all precious.
You are simply lovely.
So next is the Nightmare Experiment, which this is probably the most famous maze.
This one is the shocker of shockers. When I watched this, my jaw was
like, it's very
where
disturbing.
Was this?
So the theme, so there was this one, and then there was a sequel the next year. So this was around in 2016. It's basically, what if all the fairy tales that you loved for Disney ended poorly, like the bad guys won? And it's disturbing. Part two, there's scenes in both that I'm like, these very, very disturbing.
I think the first one was maybe scarier, if I'm thinking from the video. To my personal
They have opinion. Some repeat scenes, but yeah, it seems it was a little more morbid too. These two you can actually find videos of as well.
I do suggest watching them because it's
yes.
it's wild to wrap your mind quite yeah. around the fact that a Disney park did this. But great. Honestly, like I commend it. I think it's great.
I wish they would do more stuff like this. Could you imagine if they did? Okay, so let me read the description. Yeah. And then imagine them doing this at any U.S. park. So you enter a lab and meet Professor J.T. Wu and his assistant, who are dressed in a steampunk style. Wu announces that he has found a portal into an unknown dreamscape that will transport guests into Disney's most nightmarish realms. First, the guests visit Dr. Facilier and see him disappear and the shadow take his place. In the pirate scene, you see the sea skeletons who have screamed themselves to death. Let me repeat that. Screamed themselves to death. And one pirate who has hung himself.
Me at the end of this year.
Yeah. You're the pirate.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow leads you to the next realm. He's just there in prison. Very miserable. Then you see the Mad Hatter locked in a cell. He selects a guest out of the group and cuts off their head.
This is. Yeah.
After this, guests wander around the garden maze filled with jump scares and menacing gargoyles before returning to the library. So the scene I talked about where you're walking around the Queen's Garden and the guards jump out at you, that's that scene. So let me describe, because I have seen the scene with the Mad Hatter a lot. So you go, it's the Tim Burton Mad Hatter. You go into a room and he's inside like there's a tea party, but it's inside like a cell. And there's windows all around.
Isn't he talking to himself? Like they yes, circle, they funnel you around because it's like a circular room.
And the white rabbit leads you around.
So you're all the way around with glasses.
Standing outside the glass.
Look inside. A madman is talking to himself as they do. Every madman I've ever encountered. Yeah. Oh, that man's talking to himself? Excellent.
He selects someone out of the crowd, which I've heard people say is an employee.
Wait, I did wonder because I thought,
yeah.
What do you do? They just wait till everyone goes and then they push yeah. you out.
And like, just kidding, I'm still alive. Which means they hire someone to do, and they did this for another maze. Every group, you have a cast member in
it. I assume like it's part of probably their rotation. You yeah. know? It would make sense.
The money they spent on that, I'm like, they would
the
never
thought.
Do that here.
Whoever thought of this is really like, ooh, just hope you got a raise. It's so yes. good. Because, yes, he pulls you into the room and I believe sits you in the chair and he says, I'm going to take your head.
And he's like, you would look much better without
yeah.
a head.
And then the room becomes red. A red light comes yes. on and some shades all fall down. And they say, get out. Let's go, 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 go. You're going to keep moving. And it's shocking for someone who has been to as a lot of California haunts anyways. It's for a Disney park. It's it's wow. The implication that you just saw someone in a room. A guy beheaded.
With gardening shears. Like, there's something so disturbing about he just picks up these gardening shears, puts them on either side of the guy's head. The guy's just like, what? What's going on? Then the second he starts to close them, all these red curtains drop and you hear, like, sirens wailing.
Yeah.
And then they're like, nothing to see here. There's
alert,
nothing to see
alert,
here.
But also, let's keep going. Let me show you. Show me what?
What's more than this? And then in the Dr. Facilier scene, that one's a little hard because like it's all in Cantonese, I believe. But it's there's a shadow. One of Facilier's like creatures comes out and takes. She's wearing a mask, and then she reveals it, and then she like leads you into this room, and she's like doing that spooky like horror house thing where she like lurks like around you in spooky ways. And then it's like it's him doing the spell. It switches to the shadow, and then it's kind of just like and the next room. And then the Captain Jack one is it's like being in a scene in Pirates of the Caribbean. Like it's dungeons, dark cells. There's some jump scares. There's some I think it's skeleton people. I couldn't tell if it was people just dressed in black. It was really hard to see in the video. Just jumping out and like screaming at you. And then Captain Jack's like, this way. And then you just follow him out.
The other things I do think were scary and, like, nice. But that beheading is just truly...
So disturbing.
Like...
Because it's so, like,
until
crazy.
I saw it, there's no way that I would have believed it existed. Truly.
No. And, like, if they had done it... Like, obviously, I don't think they cut the guy's head off. If they had literally made the curtains drop any later, you would have seen his head come off. Like, they dropped them at the last possible second.
I mean, you don't have to see it. The implication is actually done quite scary, you know? It's almost scarier because, you know, you go to, like, a Knott's or wherever, Horror Nights, and even if effects are done well, there's still part of you that knows it's not real. You know, so like there's almost the part where like when you watch magic, like you're trying to figure out how they did an effect instead of going like, oh, that's an that's someone getting, you know, this is happening to them. And so because you don't see it and you don't have the immediate reaction of talking yourself into how they accomplished it, it's just like, oh, it's like, oh,
you're going in with like, this is Disney. Like outside there's Mickey dressed like a vampire and he's hugging children. And then, which is now is terrifying, but that's 2020's horror right there. But like you go in and you're like, oh, this isn't happening. Oh, wait, like you don't go to Disneyland expecting like, I'm going to see someone get like on a ride, get murdered, and there's going to be jump scares. You don't expect that, but mm-hmm. Hong Kong Disney is just like...
Surprise.
So, surprise. And yeah, the guy who's the... I almost said the dungeon master. The guy who's... Dr. Wu. He's like a very creepy, creepy dude. You walk into the dreamscape, it's like swirly, like those old-fashioned haunted houses, and there's smoke and mist, and they do a good job of disorienting you. And I was thinking the other day, I'm like, oh, what scenes would I want to do? Like, what... scene like something with Rapunzel or like, so the next year they did another maze with a few new scenes, but it would be interesting to try to come up with like, so everyone listening at home, what scene would you like to see of a fairy tale gone wrong? Perhaps Rapunzel still in her tower, old and decrepit and sad. You know, Sleeping Beauty never woke up and she's covered in branches.
I might say something with Beauty and the Beast. I don't know what, but that was my childhood favorite. And I do think there's like a lot of darkness still in that story that could be milked.
Ooh, I just thought of something that was it's almost too sad. So like the Beast is like old and dying and like everyone in the castle is turned to stone and he's watching like the last petal fall.
Or yeah, he didn't switch. She didn't fall in love. And
Belle never came.
She never came.
She married Gaston. Yep.
Or she. Disturbing. Oh, we don't know. Oh, it's actually quite sad.
Yes. It made me very depressed. It didn't happen. It's pretend. And then she married Gaston because she had to, because he, that was the only way to get her father from going to wherever they were taking him to. The, you know, the loony bin or whatever the correct name is, whatever term they use in the movie. Oh, that's so sad. I don't like it.
I was going to say something else they could do. They didn't even have to create any new properties. They could just take from their own work with Rise of Skywalker. And yeah.
Just show it as is.
Yeah. They say Leia's dead and then her son is dead. And the end. Enjoy the hopeful movie about space. And then they add a song.
Just recreate the movie scene for scene. And people are like, oh. That was terrifying.
Yeah, it's fine.
They didn't even twist it a little
bit. I'm not
bitter
about that film. It's fine.
They don't even recreate it. They just show you the movie.
Yeah.
So the next year, they did a sequel to Maze of Madness called The Nightmare Experiment. It's called Maze of Madness.
The Nightmare Experiment
continues.
Yeah.
Continues, because they can't say part two, because that would be weird. Part two. So it was only around for the 2017 sequel season. So here is the description. And there's a video of this one as well. So Professor Wu is lost in the dreamscape, which that's not scary. Great. He's an evil guy. And the guests are taken by his assistant to find him. The first scene, you encounter Pinocchio, who is chained up and forced to perform. He begs for help, but you are ushered out of the room by a scary clown. Mm. That scene is as disturbing as it sounds, if not more. He's literally crying for
Pinocchio,
you, a little voice crying for you to help him.
So upsetting. I can't even enjoy the Pinocchio ride. I mean, I don't know that I ever enjoyed the Pinocchio ride, but if you haven't thought about Pinocchio lately, I just suggest, if you really just want to get depressed, it's horrible. It's truly horrible. Watching those donkeys cry, I want my mom. There's nothing more upsetting.
Yes. So imagine that, but it's Pinocchio and like a very scary clown is like, has his arm around him and is going, oh, just ignore him. And he's like, The actors they cast are literally like crying, so upset, like in chain. Their hands are shackled together, just big, holding their hands at like, please take me to my father. And like, you're like, sorry, got a blast. The clown told me to go. So,
you know, my hands are tied. I'm holding a phone over here. I've got a bag of Mickey ears in this arm. So.
So then you end. Oh, they do have a Beauty and the Beast section. Maybe I because I forgot it.
Did they?
So long ago. Yeah, it's not. It's really hard to see in the video, though. So that's why it's. I think I forgot about it. Then you enter the Beauty and the Beast section, and a suit of armor comes alive and asks for your help. But he soon succumbs to the spell of the rose. So basically, the implication is like, we all died.
But it's not as dark as they could have went. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the one we came up with was
look
disturbing.
I have notes.
Yes. Just like I want people to walk out of there being like, oh. No.
Yeah. You really want to be down?
Yeah. I want to give you that 2020 feeling.
That's why I'm just, you know, marinating in that 2020 feeling.
So the Mad Hatter scene is back, but this time, so it's actually, there's like a chair, like a barber chair that you sit in. In this one, it's actually like a tea party, but it's still behind the glass and it's still the same thing of they pick
basic
someone,
setup,
they bring them back there. Yeah. Cut their head off. And then at one point they like, they're chasing the white rabbit around trying to cut their head off as well. The white rabbit gets out. And the attraction ends with Hades saving you from Professor Wu and taking you back to our reality. So I guess Hades is a good guy in this. The Pinocchio scene is probably overall, besides the Mad Hatter one, the most disturbing and memorable one.
I don't know. Yeah, it's upsetting. Like,
it's hard to tell in some of the videos just because they are very dark. And the Pinocchio one and the Mad Hatter one are more brightly lit. So perhaps that's why they stand out more.
I think it's just the implication of beheading for me.
Yes.
You know?
With gardening shears.
I am one of those people who, like, perhaps I lost my head in a last life. Because I do personally have that weird thing where, like, if you're watching something and there's something with the neck. Evil Dead, the remake of Evil Dead. I had to turn it off when there was a part in the vines around the girl's neck. Like, I'm like, not the neck, girl.
I always sleep like with my neck really like scrunched up or blankets up because I used to be worried vampires were going to come drain my blood when I slept.
I wish vampires would drain my blood while I slept.
So yeah, I'm worried about my neck too, just like.
Perhaps we were guillotined in the past.
Yes. I mean, we were French aristocrats. We were French aristocrats back in the day. Singing Everybody
wants to be an aristocrat. Who was
I used to play that song for my cat. So we were aristocrats back in 17th century or 18th century France in our ball gowns and our furry ears.
I hope my dress was cute. I hope.
And we were friends and we were like, guess this is happening. So our last maze is Journey to Halloween Town. This maze is the most immersive, as you were saying earlier. It's the least scary by far. It's definitely, it's recreating the movie Nightmare Before Christmas. It was around in 2018 and 2019. And it's just literally like almost scene for scene recreating the movie. So you go into the main room and there's videos on this. You can actually find this one. And there's the town hall and everything's life size and there's animatronics. So you go into town hall. There's the band performing. The mayor like literally drives in on his car.
Beep, beep.
So you go in. Then you go to Dr. Finkelstein's laboratory. And that's interesting because so everything, all the mazes we've talked about so far, all the dialogue's in, I believe, Cantonese. The actress who plays Sally is I think American is speaking in English in an American accent. So I always just thought that was very interesting that everything is in Cantonese, but they're like, no, Sally speaks English. She's an American.
She doesn't know these words.
Yes, she doesn't know. And it sounds Sally-esque. And they always do that Sally of like, they kind of always make Sally, I think you're the one who pointed this out, kind of like dazed.
Mm-hmm. They kind of made Sally a little bit of a, I want to call her like the confused doll, you know?
They like she's lobotomize her.
Yeah. She's very like,
I don't know where I am or what I'm doing, but I'm here, so might as well have a good time.
She kind of is like a quiet mastermind, you know?
Yes. She's a very active character. Like, she makes everything happen.
Jack's kind of the one who's like, I'm here, so I guess I'll be with this girl who loves me now. Spoilers about Nightmare Before Christmas.
So she goes and, like, there's, like, a silhouette of Dr. Finkelstein on the wall. It's a very beautiful set. She makes some potion. I think she's making frog's breath. And then you go into the town hall meeting, and Jack's there, and it recreates the town hall scene where he's telling everyone about Christmas. Then you go, and this is another one where they select a random person from the audience, but it's an employee, I'm pretty sure. And they put them on, you know, the Oogie Boogie scene, and he has Santa Claus, like, on a table strapped down. I don't know if there's a proper term for that. And he has the wheel spinning, and basically it's the end of the movie where Jack goes and saves the person and defeats Oogie Boogie, and then that's the end. And then you go outside, and there's a recreation of the town that you can take pictures in front of. It's incredibly immersive. They're playing music the whole time. You've seen scenes from the movie. And it's the animatronics look like they're from Nightmare. Like, it looks like they're straight out of the movie. If they did a Nightmare Before Christmas dark ride, like, this would be what was on the ride. It's that high level of quality. This would probably be my favorite maze out of all of them because it's the least scary. But if you've ever thought, I would like to be in Nightmare Before Christmas, I would love to step into that world. Well, now you can't. But you could have back in 2019.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the closest thing we've had that I've been to is like the Freeform events here that they do for Halloween. They've had some of those things, you know, the mayor's car and some of the Halloween town stuff. But this, I mean, was a much more like a set. Like, it really did look about as close to reality as you could get, which is really nice. And I do think that those are kind of the things that, like, true Disney fans kind of have always asked for. Like, the creativity and the scary stuff is, like, is fun and nice. But something that they can achieve that a lot of other brands don't have the IP and nostalgia attached is, like, that people want those immersive experiences to, like, be able to step
details
into, like, those movies. So, that might have been the most interesting. Although, I can't get over the beheading. It's just so shocking. I go back and forth.
Yeah, the Nightmare Before Christmas one is, it's amazing and detailed and rich. And, like, every single cut corner is filled. But then, like, you can't beat someone getting their head chopped off. Like, that just, I mean, it's one sticks thing with you.
You like knowing what you're getting into from the video, but I just can't imagine being there and just going like, huh, what's this Disney maze? At least with someone who grew up with our Disney parks here and what they've given us here. Because, you know, there have been darker things at other parks, but we don't get that in California.
Well, remember last year
in the U.S. parks? I mean, I guess Florida, like Alien Encounter, yeah, you know.
But that was short-lived. They it had was last year.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you got to go on it one day. We have to talk
yes,
about that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And I'll just be scared. You were a brave girl.
Hey, I did not know what I was getting into. And as usual, I just was like, I'm going to ride this out.
We're going to die. I'm going to ride this out.
I'm going to ride this out.
They had a maze last year for Not So Scary. They had a kind of a maze, which was not even a little spooky. Like, you walked through, there was no characters. It was, you walked through, like, the Queen's Rose Garden. And then there was a scene where there was wisps in the air. And it was just, like, it was moody and there was a lot of fog, but it was not scary. And then I wish they'd had all that. And you're like, oh, this is nothing. And at the end, head chopped off. So, yeah, that's our last maze. They all sound incredible. I would love to experience all of them. Which one is your favorite?
I'm torn, like I say, because I do like the darkness with a Nightmare Experiment, and I think it's like bold of them. But I do think that the Halloween Town is like a fan favorite type thing to do. You're going to say Halloween Town, so I'm going to say Nightmare Experiment. Because yes. Like
the first
I said,
one?
The first time.
Okay.
I think.
Yes, I agree.
I think only because I think that Mad Hatter is the most effective.
Yes.
I think that one was scarier.
So it had a little more setup.
The
too.
Other,
that one was a little
both
more random.
Of the other scenes, I think, are all supplementary to the beheading. I do think that the Pinocchio is really upsetting as well. And it kind of twists the feeling. Whereas the first one is like shocking, scary, scary. Oh, and then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, child slavery is never enjoyable.
Yeah,
but a beheading can be entertaining.
Children into labor and becoming donkeys is perhaps personally across the line of enjoyment for me at this point.
Controversial hot take. She is against turning children into donkeys, folks.
Yeah.
I wish they could do a combination. So, like, in theory, I would say Nightmare Experiment is more cool. Cooler.
That's more cool.
More cool is cooler, but like the journey to Halloween Town, I would enjoy more. I would enjoy the experience. I would enjoy the immersiveness, but like you can't beat skeletons screaming at you and then a beheading and then being chased through a garden. Like these scenes are all great, but that just shows you how great that beheading is. That's what we keep talking about because there's lots of great scenes. I wish if they'd done it again, they almost could combine it, like just make you really feel disturbed, like have the Pinocchio, have the head cutting scene. Just add more disturbing things, and then you don't get saved at the end. You just die. stay in the dreamscape.
I wonder if, let's say, if we were going to do, like, we could create, instead of, because I know we had talked about, what's something we could create? Instead of our own original maze, because we are always brought back to the Nightmare Experiment, what other villain would we try to put in, or what other scenes? I think that would be a really interesting, like, Imagineer project.
Because the Sleeping Beauty one, I think that could be a really interesting vignette. It's more of a disturbing one that you just see like all these skeletons on the ground with branches overgrown on them, and then you see like an Aurora skeleton with a blonde wig. I don't know why I picture her with a blonde wig, and like vines growing over her, and you see like, I think this might be too disturbing, like a mangled Prince Philip like asking for help because he got stuck in the brambles.
Or just deceased.
Yes, just a skeleton of him. Yeah, for some reason that's more, the begging is the sad part. That's what makes Pinocchio
so
sad.
It's a very Pinocchio. See, this is the thing. I think you have to find the property that has the quality to achieve a beheading type scene that doesn't go sad. It's like the shock. Like, what is something that does have a dark quality? But it would just kind of startle you and then you could go on your way and you're not like
disturbed
like a jump scare.
Oh, I'm not gonna sleep now because I'm sad. Something like that elicits, I'm trying to think of, like, I feel like Snow White, but I think I'm thinking of Snow White's scary adventure, like the, because in the original Orlando ride, the queen just kills you. She drops a diamond on you. So what's, like, I'm thinking, like, Fantasia, if they did a Chernabog scene, and then at the end, like, you're possessed by the demons.
I, like, really want to think about this now. I'm like, I mean, there's a lot of dark things that can happen with Pocahontas, but none of them politically correct, and they only point out reasons that movie should not exist.
Yeah, and it just, it would all be things that happened in real life.
yeah. It's, like, literally just telling her story.
Yes.
Like,
In Rapunzel, if they just pushed her out the window and she fell and she hit the ground, that could be pretty shocking. Or if Eugene fell.
It's probably darkness with Peter Pan as well, but I also feel like that is something as a property we also stay away from because also a lot of politically incorrectness. I can't believe they're trying to make that again, but this is my opinion. Look,
I know, I can't believe that's when I'm like, you're gonna have to change a lot.
I told you, as someone who was in a child musical version of Peter Pan and I was an Indian, I will say that shouldn't have existed.
No.
In retrospect, 8 white young girls were the only Indians.
It's just because you have dark hair. They're just like,
it's because we were technically, they cast dancers as the Indians. You would not think I was a dancer. I was cast as a dancer. And they said, it's time to sing Ugga Wug. Girls, let's go. Feel like there could be something weird with Mary Poppins because I never trusted Mary Poppins. She's someone who I feel like could perhaps, but they wouldn't because she's not like the villain type character.
Yes.
But I'm always like, I never trusted her.
Like, what if you see a frozen Anna and then Hans comes and slams her with a sledgehammer and breaks her into a million pieces?
Oh my God.
Or yes. Anna, even. Anna's like, yes. You can't tell me what to do, girl. You've been my ball and chain all these years.
What's a ride that you think would make a good spooky maze? Like, I feel like Space Mountain would be a good one.
A Disneyland ride?
Yeah, or any Disney Parks ride. That's not already implicitly scary.
That could be scary.
Yeah. I like Space Mountain, but like there's some sort of like it's either 2001. Like yeah.
Gravity.
Yes. Or some space monster.
Music.
I mean, I guess that space, the one they do on Halloween, that overlay, that's pretty terrifying.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's fun.
The people mover.
You're just trapped on the people mover indefinitely. No, I would probably enjoy that.
You're stuck on pirates for hours.
It's been so long since I've been to Disneyland.
I know.
Like, what are rides?
What was it, like February?
Someone would say, like, it's a small world.
That could be disturbing, though, like blood's coming out of their mouths.
I mean, I like It's a Small World, but that is an idea of something that could be taken to quite an uncomfortable place, I believe, especially if you're weird with like animatronics.
I'm weird with dolls, yeah.
And children.
Like, and like you just, there's no music. You just hear their mouths moving and then one turns and looks at you and then blood comes out of their mouth and then it spits it at you. And that's the shocking moment. And then another doll comes up behind another one and cuts off its head.
I mean, I also want to say pirates. It feels obvious.
Yeah. Like, pirates I'm shocked they haven't done something with that. That would be such a spooky atmosphere. I mean, Haunted Mansion, they kind of already did that. That's a given. Really, you could turn even Big Thunder, like any ride, I think you could turn it Rise of the Resistance.
Oh. Anytime anything Star Wars is mentioned, I just go, yeah.
Yep. Yep. So on that note, do we have any final thoughts?
Oh, you know what's scary? You know what's scary before I forget? The Finding Nemo submarine.
That's terrifying, like with the anglerfish and oh.
Also, you want to get trapped in this ride.
Once you go into that main room, you're fine because there's, once you're in the show building, there's catwalks, so you can get out immediately. The scary part is, you know, that whole open space in the beginning, if you're trapped, you have to get on a boat to get out and they unload people like one or two at a time. And they literally put you on a rubber boat and like, what do you call it? Those like inflatable boats and pull you to the other side. A dinghy and pull you to the other side. And you have to climb over the fence. I've watched it happen. And it's just terrifying. And I always thought, what if your submarine like fell off the track and then you just sank to the, I mean, I guess you could just swim up, but it might take a while.
See, these are the two rides that trigger, since we're talking about scary things, trigger my fight or flight. And that I can't really enjoy being on them are Finding Nemo submarines and the, what's it called now? The Pixar Pal Around, because it's over water.
Oh,
and
yes.
I have this phobia of an earthquake or something happening while I'm on it. It falls over into
and
the
you're
water
in a cage.
And I'm trapped in a cage.
Yep.
So, there's something about, it's like not so much the, it's just like, what if something happens and I'm trapped in this thing in the water?
The impact will kill you first.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope so.
That water's not that deep.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think Finding Nemo, it's like the perfect storm. Is the ride, it's already kind of creepy. Claustrophobia, feeling of trapped, would be on claustrophobia. In a fart
running
dungeon.
Out of air, Titanic style.
It's yes.
Not an ideal
just
situation
so many things.
For me.
Animatronics.
It's just not
here.
An ideal situation.
Yes. Let's just never go on it again. And then, yeah, I hate you and I. The last time I went on that Pixar Fun Wheel, you and I were together.
I cried.
We were in the stationary ones, and I was shivering. I feel bad for the couple that was sitting across from us that probably wanted like a nice romantic time, and we're just there going. I mean,
why
just staring at the water. Literally, I'm like holding on. And it was cold, like shivering from the cold and from fear. Halloween. Spooky. And I don't like animatronics that are underwater. That's a whole nother level of things. So if I had to go in the water, I would just float and be like, take me now. I'm just, I hope I die. And on that note, that was the Halloween mazes. I hope you enjoyed that. Please let us know what you would like to see in a maze. If there's any rides you would like to see.
Yeah, what's scary for you? What rides trigger your fight or flight? You can't enjoy them.
Let's just talk about some spooky things.
Hey.
please visit our website at www.1313harborthepodcast.com. You can email questions and episode requests to 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcast. So thank you for listening, and to all who come to this happy, scary podcast, welcome!
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 And hurry back!